Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Rich by Choice, Take Back Control, Master Your Money, and Design the Life of Your Dreams by Dr. Nicholas E. Michels is a personal finance and life design book that frames wealth as a deliberate tool rather than an isolated financial target. Drawing on Michels' background as a financial advisor and wealth strategist, the book combines money management, retirement planning, values clarification, and behavioral reflection. Its central purpose is to help readers move from reactive financial habits toward intentional decisions about income, savings, investment, security, generosity, and legacy. Rather than presenting wealth only as portfolio growth or early retirement, Michels emphasizes the need to define the life that money is supposed to support. The book is positioned for readers who feel uncertain about whether they have enough, what they are working toward, or how their finances connect to family, purpose, and freedom. Its approach is practical but strongly values-driven. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, wealth is defined by the life it supports. Not only by account balances, a central idea in Rich by Choice is that money should be evaluated according to the life it enables. Michels challenges the common assumption that becoming rich means simply increasing net worth, earning more, or retiring as early as possible. The book instead asks readers to clarify what a rich life actually contains: security, family time, health, travel, generosity, meaningful work, faith, service, or legacy. This reframing matters because financial goals are often inherited from social comparison rather than chosen through reflection. Without a personal definition of enough, people may keep chasing accumulation while remaining anxious or dissatisfied. Michels uses the question of how much money is needed to live the desired life as a practical starting point. The question appears simple, but it forces readers to translate vague dreams into measurable needs, time horizons, and priorities. The strength of this theme is that it connects emotional clarity with financial planning. Money becomes neither an idol nor an enemy, but a resource that must be assigned a purpose. Secondly, the rocking chair test turns long-term reflection into financial direction. One of the more distinctive tools associated with the book is the rocking chair test, a reflective exercise that asks readers to imagine looking back on life from old age. The value of this exercise is not sentimentality, it is decision filtering. By projecting forward, readers can judge whether current financial behaviors are likely to produce pride, regret, peace, or unfinished desire. This perspective can reveal misalignment between daily spending and long-term priorities. For example, a person may say family is most important while consistently structuring finances around overwork, delayed experiences, or neglected relationships. The exercise also helps distinguish genuine goals from temporary impulses. Retirement, travel, business ownership, philanthropy, or education funding become more useful targets when they are connected to a coherent life picture. In a finance book, this method is important because many plans fail not from mathematical error, but from weak motivation and unclear purpose. Michels uses reflective planning to make financial discipline less abstract. Saving and investing are presented as choices in service of a future identity. Thirdly, the elite wealth management process links technical planning with personal values. Michels presents wealth management as more than selecting investments or reducing taxes. The elite wealth management process, as described in available material about the book, appears to combine financial organization with values-based life planning. This means a useful plan should consider cash flow, retirement income, risk, protection, estate concerns, and social security decisions, while also asking what the client wants money to accomplish. The significance of this combined approach is that technical advice can be ineffective when detached from human context. A mathematically efficient plan may still fail if it ignores family obligations, risk tolerance, marital tension, business concentration, or the emotional need for security. By placing values at the center, Michels treats planning as an integrated system rather than a collection of disconnected products. This is especially relevant for readers approaching retirement, selling a business, navigating divorce, or making decisions after a major life change. The book encourages readers to seek clarity before complexity. In that sense, the process is less about finding a universal formula and more about building a financial structure that matches a particular life. Fourthly, money anxiety is addressed through small actions, communication, and emotional awareness. Rich by Choice gives notable attention to the emotional side of money. Michels argues that financial stress is not always caused only by insufficient income. It can also come from uncertainty, avoidance, conflicting beliefs, or the feeling that money controls daily choices. The book encourages readers to identify the emotions attached to money, such as security, independence, impact, fear, or shame. This matters because people rarely make financial decisions as purely rational calculators. Couples may avoid budget conversations because money has become a source of tension. entrepreneurs may reinvest everything into a business while neglecting personal safety nets. Others may postpone saving because the first step feels too small to matter. Michelle's counters this by emphasizing manageable beginnings, such as incremental saving and consistent habits. The practical logic is that small commitments reduce intimidation and create evidence of control. Over time, the behavior can compound financially and psychologically. The book, therefore, treats money management as a skill that is built through repeated action, clearer communication, and a healthier relationship with responsibility. Lastly, the book favors holistic guidance over detailed investment tactics. A realistic reading of Rich by Choice is that it is not designed primarily as a technical investment manual. Readers looking for detailed asset allocation models, market analysis, tax code explanations, or step-by-step trading strategies may find the book broader and more reflective than expected. Its emphasis is on clarity, purpose, disciplined habits, and aligning money with life objectives. This positioning is both a limitation and a strength. It may not satisfy someone who already has a defined financial philosophy and wants advanced portfolio mechanics. However, it can be valuable for readers whose main obstacle is not lack of information, but lack of direction. Many personal finance problems begin before investment selection, unclear goals, inconsistent saving, poor communication, emotional avoidance, or unrealistic expectations about retirement. By addressing those earlier issues, Michelle's offers a foundation on which technical advice can later be applied more effectively. The book stands closest to the financial life planning category, where the objective is not simply outperforming a benchmark, but creating confidence, peace of mind, and a practical definition of enough. In conclusion, Rich by Choice is best suited for readers who want a personal finance book that begins with life design rather than spreadsheets. It will likely be useful for people approaching retirement, couples trying to discuss money more constructively, entrepreneurs whose finances are tied closely to their businesses, and anyone who feels financially busy but unclear about what the effort is meant to produce. Its practical benefit is the way it turns broad desires into questions that can guide planning: what kind of life is being built, how much is enough, what risks must be managed, and how should money support family, freedom, generosity, and legacy. Intellectually, the book reinforces an important distinction in modern financial planning. Wealth is not only a numerical condition, but also a system of choices, trade-offs, and priorities. Compared with many personal finance books, it stands out by combining advisor-led planning concepts with reflective exercises such as the rocking chair test and a values-first definition of richness. It is less distinctive as a technical investment guide, but more distinctive as an accessible framework for readers who need purpose, confidence, and direction before advanced financial tactics. If you would like to support Dr. Nicholas E. Michels, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.